What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? This is Captain J22 coming to you. Want to know what's going on out there? Want to know what everybody wants to talk about? Everybody's got everything to say, but nobody wants to say anything. Well, that's not repetitive anyway, that we already haven't heard. We already haven't had to go through. So, let's figure out a different subject to talk about, you know? Here's a question for you. We're all so worried about this Mr. President dude, right? We're all so pissed off and everything like that because someone won the presidency. And everybody's got a problem with him. Well, I mean, he speaks his mind. Don't you want that in a leader? You want a leader that speaks their mind? Or do you want a leader that goes behind closed doors and does everything? You know, like, I mean, they both do it. Everybody does it. I mean, come on now. If you want change, people, you got to start on Capitol Hill. Start with your congressmen, your senators, your House of Representatives. Start there. Change that, you know, because we vote them in. They're supposed to be for us. But are they really for us? Are they really fighting for what you really want? Do they even really know what you want? How many of those people in Washington, D.C. fucking go back to their home states and actually talk to the fucking people that voted them in office? None of them. You have to email them. And then it's screened through like four different people before they even get to see it, if they even get to see it. And if you get something back, it's just a generic something, and they don't even fucking really read it. They don't even send you nothing. They don't even really sign a piece of paper, you know? So start with your state representatives, the ones that are at your Capitol, the ones you can go and see, the ones you can physically see. Start with them. Start with the judges. You know, we have mayors, we have DAs, we have AGs. Start there, you know, go up the line. Governor, there you go. He's supposed to represent you, right? He's supposed to be the main representative for your state. Is he really representing everybody in your state? Is he giving a fair representation of everybody in your state? That's the question we all got to ask each other. Are the people in our states really representing us as a state? There's supposed to be conflict. There's supposed to be, you know, I agree with you, I don't agree with you. There's supposed to be that on both sides. But to say that, oh, the Republicans do all this and the Democrats do all this. No. No. That's just a party affiliation. Let's look at the person. You came out, you were talking. We liked what you had to say. We put you in that office. Now, are you really going to follow through with what you say? Probably not. And these people sitting in these chairs for 20 years. Because nobody holds them accountable. And they're the ones with all the power. They're the ones with all the voice. They're the ones that can really make change. So, let's start with them. Let's go with them first. Let's go down to our state capitals and let's protest there. Let's make our state representatives accountable for some of the things that they're doing. Because they're just pushing it off and making it look good and all this other kind of crap. No, Open the doors, let me in, tell me what's going on, show me what's going on. If you have to go in behind closed doors and do some fucking back-ass deal to get education funded or firefighters and police, you know, all their funding and all that kind of crap. No, screw you. Open that damn door. I want to know. I want to know what your conversation is. I want to know what kind of backdoor deals you're making in order to get that budget done. That's the kind of stuff we need to be doing. Not worrying about, oh, this president's going to do this because he really can't do shit. It's the people on Capitol Hill that can do everything. Yeah, presidents can sign executive orders and all this other kind of bullshit. But ultimately, think about it. If Congress and Senate and the House of Representatives don't like what he's signing, they can do away with it. That's the most powerful piece of the government there is. And then you have your Supreme Court. Has anybody ever thought about this? There's so much crap that goes through the Supreme Courts and at state level and national level that nobody knows about that gets all this stuff done. What about those? Why don't you take time to dig into that? And don't just go by what you hear and see on fucking TV, because that's just a bunch of crap. They take a little piece of a story and make it this huge thing, but then you go and you actually look up the story and you start looking into it. Yeah, some of their facts are good. Some of their facts are there. But most of the time, there's way more to a story than what you see or hear put in front of you. Take the time. Go look. You want to know? Ask. Aren't your state representatives supposed to be able to, like, answer your questions? Isn't that what they're there for? So you know? Like, whatever happened to that? So come on, people. Let's all pull together. Yeah, there's some crap going on right now and all that. But if we don't band together and become as one, we're going to be a divided country. We're going to be divided into these little groups all the way through the United States. And then it won't be the United States anymore. Do we want that? I mean, look at these other countries like Germany and France and all these other that go out and they protest and they divide the country. You have this group and then you have this group. Look at the Middle East. You have all these little entities in one country. And they all fight constantly, 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 constantly. That's why nobody can have a good life there. Because they're always constantly fighting. They're always constantly telling other people what they can and can't do. They're always sitting there saying, hey man, you're going to follow us or we're going to kill you. It ain't got to be like that. It ain't got to be like that. Because this country was built on freedom, right? Your freedom to think freely. Your freedom to choose, like a church or a restaurant that you want to go to. A freedom that you want to, if you want to go out on your property and you want to dig a 10-foot hole, that you can go out on your own property and dig a 10-foot hole. That's what this country was built on. But it was also built together. Like they didn't, our ancestors that came here didn't come here and then they all just separate. They all just went and did their own thing. No, they stayed together. They worked together. They built towns together. They built a country together. Has this country been divided before? Yes, it has. It's been divided many of times, but we've always seemed to come together. And that's what we need to do. We need to come together. We need to take this country back. Don't worry about who the president is or the vice president or, you know, who's the secretary of whatever. No. It starts with us. This is a country by the people, for the people. Made by the people. So let's make those words count. This is our country. If we want change, let's change. Let's not be out there causing a bunch of muck, destroying other people's stuff, and all that kind of shit. No. Let's come together. Have discussions. Let's go to these people that we voted into office and, hey, this is what you're supposed to be representing. And you're not doing your part. There's mid-year elections coming up in 2 years. Let's all dig into these state representatives that are supposed to be representing us. Let's all dig into them. If they need to be thrown out, then put someone else in there. It doesn't matter if they're in your party or not. Because sometimes change is better than keeping it the same. So think about that. So let's band together. One country. Okay? Created by the people for the people. Let's do that.